We can often fall into the trap of listening to someone just to give them our own advice and our peace of our mind. But it's so important to listen to allow the other person to be heard. In this episode, I'll explain why. This is how legends are made. Hi there, I'm Ben Jackson and thank you for joining me on today's episode. I just kind of came in from a talk that I gave at a school which went hopefully very well. I talk about self-esteem and motivation to the pupils and that's well received. Always delightful to go into schools and there's always impact, maybe just a handful, about how they're seeing their world, how they can maybe change it, have more choices than they potentially imagine, or at least give them a different way of seeing it. And that led me on to, well, picked up a conversation I was having earlier in the day with my dad, and it's one that I wanted to share with you because it's about arguments. And I'll give you the scenario. It was essentially a conversation with my dad on the phone, and we were talking about some situations I'm facing, some you know, challenges and some solutions. And it was interesting how we were talking, and I was explaining the situation, and he then replied with the ways to go about handling it. And I can't remember what I said, but he very quickly, obviously abruptly, jumped in saying, "You're being very aggressive. Why are you being so aggressive with this conversation? Why are you responding that way?" And I was completely shocked. I was not aware that my manner, demeanor, words, intention was aggressive. I probably can admit to a mild degree of frustration in some parts, but certainly was not, I felt, being displayed. Nonetheless, he felt this was the case. And I said, well, if we slow this down for a second, I think what's going on is that when I'm talking and sharing some of the things that are happening, you're coming in with a load of ways to handle it, but you've not asked me how I'm handling it. And if I had explained how I'm handling it, you'd realize that all the things you said, I'm actually doing. Now, what was interesting was that he said to me that, well, we don't all have those skills to ask that kind of question. And that scenario and those last words really sat with me. Just to end up, we sorted the situation out and we kind of settled down so we were fine, as you can often do with family. But what I wanted to harness from that and maybe offer it to you to consider is when we can forget to listen. I think that's probably what it's about, is that, yes, maybe I need to listen to myself a bit further, but when we are being told a situation, we can often jump in with solutions, what we think is the right thing to do and what you must go and do. And I think the expression goes along the lines of, are we listening to hear or are we listening to speak? Are we listening to just kind of give people our way of seeing it or our solutions, or actually listening to understand that person? And this was an example of how I think, I'm sure I could approach it differently because this is not all my father's issue, but there are things we can ask and we can check in before we jump in with solutions or answers, or we can actually ask the person, so how did you handle it? What are you thinking about? What options are in front of you? Now, if that person comes back and says, I haven't got a clue, well, maybe you've got permission then to, you know, sympathetically, compassionately offer some suggestions with no expectation the person will accept them. But I think sometimes we can get into confrontations or arguments when we aren't listening to the other person. We very want to be kind of listened to speak, as it were. We want to give our ideas over. And it can be something we can rush into and feel that's very automatic. But from my situation this morning, I invite you to just notice that if someone's talking to you, sharing an issue, now, are you listening to them? Are you actually taking on board? Are you thinking about them through their eyes? Are you using empathy to really understand what they're experiencing and maybe what the questions would be useful, rather than maybe jumping into assumptions, expectations maybe, and in a way looking to provide solutions when the person is just sharing? Because sometimes just that expression of getting it out of their system can be so powerful. I mean, you go back to so many of my videos now, which kind of really push the idea that actually getting things out from our mind and getting them verbally out is a great way of beginning that process of, you know, self-coaching or self-therapy. So rolling this all the way back to listening, I really encourage you to notice when you can listen more and maybe when you're giving solutions sooner than the person really wants them. Practice your empathy, practice your compassion, and maybe imagine what it'd be like on the reverse end, how you'd feel if someone was just giving them solutions and how you would feel about that. But for today, from my personal experience, I want to give you that. Hope it's of value, hope it's benefit, hope you can take it into your week and use it so that you maybe can improve some of your relationships, whether professional, home, or wherever. So I hope you got some value from that from today. And don't forget, you can go to my YouTube and subscribe. If you've enjoyed this video, if you like the things I'm offering, please give it a like, drop me a comment, would love to hear from you. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, please give it a rate and review. That means the world to me. The more we can do this, the more people can appreciate and get some benefit from the podcast or from the videos. So until next time, have a fantastic day wherever you are. This is how legends are made.